This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Major League Baseball officials say Sammy Sosa's bats are cork-free. Officials x-rayed 76 bats belonging to the Chicago Cubs superstar after a bat he was using in a game last night broke apart and revealed illegal cork inside. Sosa still is waiting to hear whether he'll be suspended, and he's bracing for the damage it may cause to his reputation. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Umpire Tim McClelland understood the dilemma immediately. He stood near home plate at Chicago's Wrigley Field last night, staring at a shattered bat that had a big chunk of cork in the middle. And it was Sammy Sosa's bat. Sosa, the megastar with the brilliant smile and powerful home run swing. The game's most marketable player who sprints, yes, sprints, to his position in right field. Here he was, grounding out last night in the first inning against Tampa Bay, shattering his bat and perhaps his image in the process. And Tim McClelland stood there with the illegal bat in his hand. He spoke on ESPN TV.
With all the great things that Sammy's done, for the game of baseball, that ran through my mind. I thought about, matter of fact, I said that to the crew, the ramifications of what's going to happen with this. And I didn't want to do it, but it was obviously the evidence was right there, and we got to go by the rules, and so we had to do what we had to do.
They kicked Sosa out of the game. Security guards gathered up the 76 bats Sosa had at Wrigley Field and turned them over to Major League Baseball officials. After the game, Sosa apologized for the incident.
I know that I lost the fans and they are being great to me. It's a mistake and I take the blame for it.
The mistake, he said, was hitting with a corked bat he normally uses for batting practice when he entertains fans with towering home runs. Some believe the lighter weight and faster speed of a cork bat can produce the long hits that, Sosa said, make the fans happy. Many Chicago residents were not happy, but outside Wrigley Field on Wednesday, Eric Wolforth said he was willing to give Sosa the benefit of the doubt.
I hope everything turns out all right, because I live here in the neighborhood. And they got a great team, and, I think he's a good inspiration for baseball, not only in the city, but I think in general.
Bending the rules has been part of baseball's lore. Ballplayers were considered more raffish than criminal when caught scuffing baseballs or corking bats. In 1923, the great journalist Haywood Bruin wrote, "The rule is, do anything you can get away with." But former baseball commissioner Fay Vincent fails to see the humor. He thinks Sammy Sosa getting caught with a cork bat already has caused great damage to baseball, particularly, says Vincent, since Sosa played such a key role in rescuing the game after the strike of 1994. With his three seasons of 60 or more home runs, a major league record, and Sosa's scintillating 1998 home run duel with Mark McGwire.
Now, I think people will wonder how many home runs did Sammy hit with a cork bat. And he can never prove that he didn't, and the fans will never be satisfied. It's very sad, and I think it's very harmful to baseball.
Late Wednesday, baseball executive Sandy Alderson announced that Sosa's 76 confiscated bats were clean, but he says Commissioner Bud Selig still is very concerned about the incident.
He has a strong personal affection for Sammy and at the same time has instructed his office to do a thorough investigation.
That investigation could result in a suspension for Sosa and an examination of his bats that are in the Hall of Fame. Tom Goldman, NPR News.